So Abdul, it's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Man, it's a beautiful day today.
Oh yeah, amazing.
A little hot, but it's good.
Yeah, I like it. It's warm and yeah.
That's about perfect. Mm-hmm. So, do you have a family?
Yes, I do. I have a wife and a few kids.
A few kids? Like two or three or how many?
Well, we have five.
Five?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're right. A better man than me.
Okay. What about you?
Three.
Three.
Three. Okay. I got two daughters and one son.
Oh, that's one. Either here with you or?
No. No, we live maybe an hour away.
Right.
Yeah. Uh-huh. The kids are in school today.
Okay.
But we have come here before on vacation. It's a beautiful place.
Right. Yes. I love this city.
Oh, it's beautiful. Okay. So are you from here, Abdul?
I am from here, yeah. Uh-huh. I live just not far from here. I've lived here all my life.
Ah, it's a beautiful place. I see why you stayed. It's a nice place. Wow. So, Abdul, are you Hindu, Muslim, Buddhist, Christian?
I'm Muslim.
Almost all religions are alike, right? We're trying to please God.
Right.
We're trying to please God and get our sins forgiven.
Yeah, you know, we can say that.
You know, we are trying to get our sins forgiven. You know, it's easy to commit sins. It's hard to get those sins forgiven.
That's true. Yeah.
I think every day, perhaps, we think things we shouldn't think. We have these desires, yeah, and we give in to them.
Right.
Yeah, sometimes we say things that hurt people.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, committing sins is easy. Getting the problem is in getting those sins forgiven.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
So, how about you, Abdul? What are you doing to get your sins forgiven?
It's a deep question. Well, I pray.
You pray.
You know, we Muslims, we pray five times a day.
Oh, five times a day.
Yeah. And we are very committed to that.
So you're from a very committed family.
Right. Yes.
How old were you when you started doing your prayers?
Oh, forever. Ever since I was
As long as you remember.
Child. Yes, as long as I remember.
So is it better to pray at the mosque or at home? Does it matter?
Well, you know, the whole world is a mosque, really. So it doesn't really matter. But it's good to be around people on a Friday. But
Doesn't really matter.
Doesn't matter.
Really. Oh, yeah. People say different things. Sometimes my friends say it's better at the mosque or, maybe
for
not.
For me, it doesn't matter.
I see. So how about you? Do you pray five times every day? Are you able to do that?
Well, I try to.
Try to.
Yeah. Can't say every day, all the time, but,
Yeah, I think you're a good man.
We fail sometimes.
That's how we are, right?
Right.
Yeah, we know what we should do, and sometimes we just fall short.
Yeah.
We don't make it. But at least you're honest, Some people say I pray, but actually they don't,
No, I know.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're praying. What else are you doing to get your sins forgiven?
Well, I learned we give alms.
You give alms?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it something you give at the mosque or you go around helping people?
Well, we give 2.5% to the mosque.
2.5%.
Of our income. And then on the top of that, we help people.
Oh.
We help a lot. We care for the poor, for the needy, and other people. So
2.5% at the mosque. Who counts that? Who counts that?
Allah knows.
God knows. I've heard people say sometimes an angel keeps track,
Right.
But God knows.
Yeah.
So you're praying, you're giving alms. And what else are you doing, Abdul, to get your sins forgiven?
Well, I fast.
Fasting.
Yeah, fast is important.
During Ramadan.
Ramadan. We just had one last month. And
you just finished.
Yeah, just finished. And
so Ramadan, a whole month, right? A whole month.
Whole month from the start of the day to the end when it's light and to the dawn. Yeah.
So from when the sun comes up to the sun goes down.
Yes.
I see.
Sometimes it's longer, sometimes it's shorter, but
so it's like no eating?
No eating.
No drinking?
No eating, no drinking.
No drinking.
During those hours.
That sounds challenging. So when did you start doing the fast? Do you remember? How old were you?
Again, it's part of our family tradition, who we are.
Right.
And ever since I was remember going to school and fasting in Ramadan. And
I see.
It wasn't easy, but we learned. We are very dedicated people.
I think you're a very dedicated man. And I respect that about you, Abdul. You're very serious about your faith.
Thank you.
So how about this Ramadan that just passed? Were you able to fast all 30 days?
Almost.
Maybe miss a few days.
Maybe I missed a few hours here and there.
I see. But, can you make those days up? How does that work? So what happens if you miss a day of fasting?
Well, everyone takes a little bit different in their approach. You don't really make that up, and you just
is that okay? How does that work?
To me, it is okay.
Okay, I see.
Some people say different things.
I see.
But I take a little different approach, and I know you do your best.
Oh yeah.
And you only hope for the best. Yeah. And you are obeying, and it works.
And you're very serious about your
Allah
faith.
Allah is merciful.
Ah, yes, you're very serious about your faith. So if I understand correctly, you're praying, you're giving alms and fasting.
Right, yes.
So your sins will be forgiven. So, Abdul, are your sins forgiven yet?
Don't know.
No,
really?
No.
Nobody knows. Well, I know. It's only going to be, that day and in the end, depends on what is it, the balance. And I'm hoping that what I'm doing is building in the right side and that I will have...
I think our sins are like a debt, right?
Right.
I picture it this way. So if I buy something that's expensive and make a payment plan, I know if I keep paying, I know pretty much when it'll be paid off. If you keep doing the kinds of things you're doing, what do you think? When will it be paid off?
Oh, I like your comparison. It's not. I don't know what is your religious background, but it's not quite that in our religion. But it's like, I like that analogy. We could say that.
How about on Judgment Day? Will your sins be paid off then?
We don't really know
for sure.
Yeah. To be honest.
I see.
We do our part.
All right.
And if we do it right. And if we keep doing it all our lives
then in the end, we'll see. Abdul, what I believe is different.
Right.
I know my sins are forgiven. Not because I'm good.
Okay.
I do try. No, you might be better than me. We don't know. My sins are forgiven because God himself made a way for our sins to be forgiven. Perhaps you've heard of Jesus, Isa.
Yes.
Isa, the word of God.
Isa.
He was with God in heaven from the beginning. Then he was born to the earth through a virgin, Mary. The Quran says that as well.
Right. He was.
Isa was holy and never sinned. He once fasted 40 days and 40 nights while being tempted, but didn't sin. He never killed anyone. He controlled his passions. He never fell into sin. For instance, never into any kind of sexual sin. In fact, he chose not to marry.
Actually.
And he was from an ordinary family like us, Abdul. He wasn't from the religious elite. Sometimes they are very hypocritical.
Right.
Or from a very wealthy family. He was normal like us. But he did God's miracle. He did great miracles. He cast out demons. He healed the sick and he raised the dead. But Abdul, there's something interesting about Isa. He wasn't old, but he began saying, "I must die and I'll rise again." Do you know why Isa said, "I must die"?
I never knew he said that. But where is it? Written or
yes?
How do you know he said
it's
that?
In the Holy Book of the Injil.
All right.
Yeah, that's interesting. Let's finish this first, okay? And then we'll talk about that as well.
Mm, okay.
But he said, "I must die." The answer to that question begins in the books of the law written by Moses. Perhaps you've read the Torah?
Right.
Those books tell us how God dealt with our forefathers like Adam and Eve. You know that story. In the beginning, God took the ground and breathed on it, created the first man, Adam.
Right.
And from his rib, created his wife, Eve. God put them in a perfect paradise called Eden. They could eat from all the fruit except one. And God said, "If you eat that fruit that I've forbidden, you'll be punished. In fact, you'll die." Satan tempted Eve to eat the fruit that God had forbidden, and she tasted it, and so did Adam. Suddenly, they were ashamed because they realized they were naked. They made clothes out of leaves to cover their nakedness. And they're afraid because God had said, "I will judge you." They hid from God. Where would we hide from God? He knows everything. Just as he'd promised, he came to them with a severe punishment. They were expelled from the garden and never returned. Finally, they died. God's plan wasn't death, but because of their sin, they must die. It's interesting, Abdul. As far as we know, Adam and Eve were good people, probably better than us.
Huh? Yes, probably.
They perhaps done many good works, but how many times did they sin before God judged them?
Once.
Just once. And it was small sin to compared to other ones. You know, they'd never killed anyone or stolen or committed adultery, nothing like that. Sometimes we think that as long as our good deeds are more numerous than our bad deeds, that good deeds will cancel sin. But according to this story, that's not true. Only one sin led to the death penalty, we might say. Now, God still loved them and made a way so that in eternity their sins could be forgiven. When he was judging Eve and Adam, he promised a coming Savior. Now, you and I, Abdul, are descendants from our father. This man is different. The promise was that a woman's descendant, Eve's descendant, would crush Satan's head, although he himself, the Savior, must suffer. And then God changed their clothes to an animal skin. Abdul, it appears that God himself offered the first sacrifice for the forgiveness of sin, because the only way that God forgives sin is through sacrifice. All of our forefathers offered sacrifices for the forgiveness of sin. Adam and Eve, Cain and Abel, Noah, Abraham, Moses, because that's the way that God forgives sin. And then Isa came, as I was telling you earlier. Isa was born of a virgin. From all humanity, only one person is a woman's descendant, because he was born of God's Spirit through the Virgin Mary. Isa, after he had lived a perfect life and done great miracles, there was a prophet named John, Yahya. He looked to Isa and said, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." That's interesting. A man was called a lamb because a lamb is an animal of sacrifice. That's why Isa said, "I must die, Abdul," because he came as God's sacrifice to take away our sin. He yielded himself to evil Jewish leaders and Roman soldiers. He was crucified. His blood poured out. But before he died, he said, "It's finished. Sin is paid for." He was buried in a cave according to their custom. And on the third day, God raised Isa from the dead, because Isa had promised, "I must die and I'll rise again." He appeared for 40 days to more than 500 people. Then he was taken to heaven. After 10 days, Abdul, he sent his spirit to live with those who followed him. And someday, you know, Isa will return as the judge of all people. The Holy Book of the Gospel says that if we will surrender ourselves to Isa through repentance and believe that he died for our sins and was raised from the dead, our sins are forgiven. Abdul, that's why I know my sins are forgiven, because God himself made a way for our sins to be forgiven through Isa. Abdul, it makes sense, doesn't it, that we can't get our own sins forgiven, but God made a way through Isa.
Yeah, well, I've never heard it before, and I respect you for your convictions and beliefs, and it looks like you really know and you live that, and I could say it's real for you.
Yeah,
you know, our holy book says some things different. I don't believe Isa ever died on the cross. He was replaced. But yeah, it's some of the things you said are interesting. Mm-hmm.
Yes, we believe differently, but it's good that we can have these conversations. It's good that we can show love for one another and live in community together while we pray that God will lead us into his truth.
Right.
If I understand correctly, you believe that by praying, giving alms, and fasting, you know, hopefully your sins are forgiven. And I know my sins are forgiven because Jesus died for our sins, was raised from the dead. So it's good that we can have these beliefs and still, you know, live in community together.
Yes, of course. Yes. Okay.